It is Wednesday, and it's time for Current State's Neighbors in Action segment, when we feature people and organizations working to make the greater Lansing community a better place. Today, we feature one woman's effort to turn her passion for addressing the horrors of human trafficking into action. Back in 2007, Sherry Montgomery first learned about the issues surrounding human trafficking. 7 years later, she's trying to start a new program in the Lansing area called the House of Promise to help girls and women in Michigan who have been victims of human trafficking. Sherry Montgomery joins us now to tell us more about her efforts. Welcome to Current State.
Thank you.
What exactly drew you to the issue of human trafficking?
Like you just said, back in 2007, we had someone that came to our church and spoke about how girls at about 5 years old were sold into sex slavery. And by the time they were 18, they were known as being used up and no good and then sold into regular slavery. And something just broke inside of me. And when I left that day, I have not been the same. And I thought maybe I was going to have to go over to overseas where I thought all this was happening at. But as my journey, I realized it's right here in Michigan. Mm-hmm. Michigan is in the top five in the United States for human trafficking.
Do we know why that is?
I think there's a lot of different things. We have the waterways that come into Michigan that people are shipped in and out. We have a huge trucking industry that comes in and out, that humans are trafficked in and out. But it doesn't, the sex trafficking trade, there is no certain race or amount of money you make. It hits everybody. Right now, sex trafficking is the second largest business in the world, selling women.
And you reached a point where you just felt you felt compelled to get involved and to do something.
Yes.
Do you have any experience or background in social work?
No. I own a glass shop here in town. I mean, this is not my background at all. This was not what I was going to do the second half of my life by any stretch of the imagination. But my journey has been, I've been in training, I guess is what you would say, since 2007, learning more and more about it. And we are at the point now that I formed a board 2 years ago. I'm a 501c3, which was a challenge all in itself. We've identified the home, and now we're just trying to get the funds to get the home bought and up and running.
Okay, so that's where you are in the process.
Yep.
Right now.
Yes.
What do you want the House of Promise to accomplish exactly? How would it work?
The House of Promise is going to be a 2-year program. You know, we have safe houses in Michigan, and we have things, but we don't have anything really that will restore these girls where they can actually go back out in the community and be who I believe God created them to be. So we will take these girls in. It will only be girls that want to get out of the life. It's a 2-year program. They will get their schooling. They will get all their health care needs. We are not taking any government funding, so it's all privately funded. They'll learn life skills. We're going to equip them for when they leave. There's very little chance, if any, that they would go back into that life.
Who will be doing all of this important work?
I'm the director. I'm the one with the vision. So, you know, it starts with me. But we will have counselors on staff. We'll have a teacher on staff. It's an expensive endeavor. Research has shown that it takes about 2 staff members to every girl because they are so damaged and need so much love. Mm. So I'm building my team right now. You know, we really have, you know, I'm really almost ready to go. I just need the most important thing, the house.
The house is just the location is really what's...
We've found the house. We know the price is just raising the money to get that now.
To purchase,
yep,
the house.
Yep.
There got to be people listening who are curious about doing something similar for causes that they feel strongly about, but they aren't sure how to get started. What was the first thing you did?
The first thing I really did was start a prayer team, but then right after that I started my board. Your best thing to do is start a board, because then they're going to help you get, you know, I made a business plan. I have a prospectus that I can hand to donors so they know what I'm going to do, basically. You have to have a plan. And then you just go one step at a time, filling out your licensing, your 501c3.
But have to have a board, right? I mean, that's a legal requirement.
Yes.
For a nonprofit. Yeah. Do you target your fundraising at a particular segment?
No, because my fundraising is twofold. I really believe there's people out in the community that just don't know what I'm trying to do, and I believe the money will come in for the house. Our fundraising, too, is to get people aware that this is happening right here, right now. The average age of a traffic girl here is 12 years old. We're not talking girls that we see walking the streets that we think that it's their choice. No little girl says, when I grow up, I want to be raped 15 to 30 times a night, or I want to be a prostitute. I think when people are hearing this message, there's people out there that say, I want to help. So that's my main, a big part of my fundraising is the awareness part.
How much more do you need to finalize the purchase of the house?
We need about $500,000.
And where is the location? Where is this house?
I can't tell you the location for safety of the girls,
okay.
But I can tell you it is in Lansing, and it will hold 10 girls immediately. It's got enough room for the schooling and everything right on the property. Plus, there's about 95 acres around it that down the road I'll be able to purchase, and my goal is to be able to rescue 100 girls at a time.
Apparently, you made the decision not to accept state funding
Yes.
for this project. Why not?
Because it's a Christian-based program. And so, I get dictated to more what I can do. But two, there's so many, the people that I've talked to, there's so many hoops you have to jump through for government. And there's, you know, a lot of times you spend as much money trying to get the government money than you do. And I believe our community is a generous community that has a big heart. And I believe this community can support something like this without going to the government.
You're listening to Current State's Neighbors in Action. Our guest today, Sherry Montgomery, the founder of the House of Promise, a program she hopes will be able to offer comprehensive services to victims of human trafficking here in Lansing. I understand you have one young woman you're already working with.
Yes.
Tell us about that process. Tell us about her.
Well, you know, we were doing our first fundraiser, Beauty for Ashes, in November, and I was actually in Atlanta visiting my mother, and this young lady called me on my cell phone, and she said, I want to be a part of your program, and I'm thinking she wanted to be a part of the fundraiser. Or maybe, I do get a lot of calls, people that want to volunteer, and I said, okay, so where do you see yourself in this? And she said, so-called uncle had raped me for about a year and a half, and I just about dropped the phone. I'm like, oh, you want to actually be a part of the program? And I said, are you someplace safe? And she said, yes, that the perpetrator, it was in jail. And I said, I need to call you back. I don't know what to do. I don't have the house yet. I do have one of our counselors already, and so she agreed to take her on, and we're working with her. She's in a safe place. But and since then, I've had Homeland Security call me twice. I've had DHS call me. There's a lot of people waiting for me to get this home opened, because young ladies are going back into the life, because when there's a raid, there's no place to put these girls.
So they've been contacting you because you are a potential
safe place.
Resource,
yes.
And safe place.
Yes.
What services are out there already for this? Or are those services that are out there overwhelmed by?
It's very muddy right now. You know, when you talk to one person, that's something, you know, they'll give you one number and someone will give you another number. But the bottom line is there's very few. There's under 200 beds across the whole United States for these girls. So if that tells you, there's just... and our laws, we have awesome lawmakers right now, Senator Emmons and Senator Hune, and some that are trying to make laws to protect these girls. But as far as just safe places for them, there may be a safe home that they can stay at for a short period of time, but there's nothing like in this area, like my home, that they won't leave until they're healed.
Mm. Now, are you at the point where you're ready for volunteers yet, or are you consulting with people who might be amongst your professional staff, or is that really waiting for the purchase of the home?
We're waiting for a lot of the volunteers. There are some things that I need now, you know, that have, you know, helped, like grant writing, that kind of thing. But even the grant writing, they're saying, you know, we want to give you money, but we want you to get the house first. So, you know, what I tell people is to email me, tell me what your interests are. We have a database that we're keeping all the people that want to volunteer. So when we get the house, we can contact them and get them rolling with that.
$500,000 is not an insignificant sum of money.
No, it's not.
Are you prepared for a long wait for that? Or do you have a timeline where you'd really like to be up and running here?
Or? You know, with the people know that they, you know, we want the house and they really want us to get it by the end of the year. One of the grants that I have, I have a year to get the house to receive that grant. So, yes, I would really I really need this by the end of the year.
Well, Sherry, we wish you luck. Sherry Montgomery is the founder of the House of Promise, which is a program she hopes will be able to offer comprehensive services to victims of human trafficking here in Lansing. Sherry, thanks for joining us
today.
Thank
you.
Good luck. We could always use more nominations, and Current State knows there are people and organizations out there doing excellent work, but we just don't know about them. Please help us out. Tweet us suggestions at KAR Current State, or send us an email to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.